This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother Ahmad, you mentioned about principles. Are there any principles of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat?
Right. There are definitely many principles with regards to Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. And through it, we try to gain more, better and clearer understanding with regards to belief in this category of Tawheed. As we mentioned, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. How it has to be believed, we get to know from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught, when we study the Quran and the Sunnah, there are many principles that we could find to believe in this category of Tawheed. Number one, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has all the beautiful names. He has the most beautiful names. So we need to believe as a part of principle, the first principle in this category of Tawheed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, He alone has the most beautiful names. That's number one. Number two, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most perfect attributes. There is no one who has got more better or perfect attribute than the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to believe as a principle in the category of Asma wa Sifat that all the attributes which are perfect belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The third principle that we need to believe in it and practice it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't got just 99 names. He has many other names as well. However, we know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever memorizes and comprehends them will have what? Jannah. The incentive of memorizing and comprehending in the names and attributes of Allah is al-Jannah. However, from other narrations, we also get to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many other names as well. It is not limited to 99 names. Another principle that we need to make sure and believe and practice in it, the fourth principle, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is unique. Therefore, we cannot, from our own selves, give any name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah and His Messenger did not give. We cannot give Allah any name which we think it's good from our own mind, from our own thinking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was not given by Allah and His Messenger. Fifth principle. The sixth principle is we cannot describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our own understanding, from our own thinking, which was not described by Allah and His Messenger. The seventh principle is that we cannot give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the qualities of the creation. Like for example, we can't say Allah rests, Allah eats, Allah drinks. These all are the characteristics or the qualities of the creation. We cannot give the quality of the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number eight, we cannot give any creation the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, I can't say Abdurrahim is all-powerful. Abdurrahim is all-seeing. Abdurrahim is all-seeing. This is direct shirk, associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation cannot be given the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's 8. Number 9, we need to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has face, hands and feet. However, we don't know how it is. But it is an article of our faith to believe that Allah has these things. Why? Because Allah mentioned in it. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shura, Surah number 42, ayah number 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْئًا. There is no similitude whatsoever like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know how it is, but we know for sure He has that. So that is again the principle of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Another principle is that we need to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not everywhere. His existence is not everywhere, but His knowledge is there. He can see everywhere. He knows everything. He is Allamul Ghuyub. He is the knower of unseen. He knows what goes in your heart. He knows what goes in your mind. But He is not everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayah number 5, Ar-Rahmanu alal arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He established Himself upon arsh. So He is above the seven skies, there is arsh, and He is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's established Himself upon arsh. He is al-a'la, the most high. So these are the principles that you need to keep in mind in order to practice and believe in Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Hope that answers your question.
Brother, can you explain the word Allah?
The word Allah. SubhanAllah, this is such a beautiful, meaningful and powerful name because it's the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the name given by the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses His name to be as Allah. And this is the most powerful and greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the name which includes and comprehends all the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word Allah is so powerful and so meaningful that when we take the word Allah, the name Allah, we find our hearts achieve that contentment, that satisfaction, an experience that cannot be described. If you say the word Allah with your heart, believing in Him to be the only true God, then this experience is unexpressible. It cannot be expressed in words, but it can be experienced in your heart. The word Allah is not a gender. He doesn't have a gender. The name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't have a gender. He's not a male or female. He is unique. As we said, He is not like anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always singular. He is never plural. He is al-ahad. He is the one. The one in everything. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes from the root word ilah. And ilah, it has many meanings. Number one is al-ma'luh. Al-ma'luh means the one who deserves to be worshipped out of absolute love and satisfaction. That is Allah. The meaning of Allah. Allah is the one and only who is the ultimate protector of all time. That is the meaning of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is beyond our comprehension. He is beyond our comprehension. However, He comprehends everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whose remembrance gives peace to the souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. When we, the creation, rushes to Him and to Him alone in our difficult times, you might see and think and feel and observe that when a person has lost his hopes in everything, what does he say? Now you have to pray to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of it is Allah is the one through whom the whole creation rushes with absolute love and affection. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, when the creation looks at the power, the glory of Allah, they are amazed. You see, when you see the sky, you are amazed how powerful the creator of this heavens would be. You are amazed when you see the sea, when you see the ocean, how huge it is. You will marvel and you will glorify how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah. When you see the mountains, the trees and the rest of the creation, different kinds of species, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of the word Allah. This is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it includes all the names and attributes in itself. Hope that answers your question.